for more interesting than your attractive family.
Yeah, Dad. If you want to get hip on sports and stuff, just ask me.
I'm sorry, dear. I was looking at classified ads for engineers.
Are you thinking about getting a new job, Dad?
Could be.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you got a high-salary job with some big corporation, and we never even had to think about budgeting?
Dad might even be a president of some big company.
Oh, come now, Dennis.
President, Dad, how about having the last hot biscuit?
Why, thank you, Dennis. I am rather hungry this morning.
Gosh, just because you're a president, you didn't have to take me up on it.
Valuable suggestion. Yes? Oh? It's a long distance for you, Henry. Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. I'll take it in my office, Mr. Trask.
No, Henry. Use my desk.
If you don't mind, sir, it might be personal.
Now, you go right ahead, Henry. I'm due at the bank anyway.
Thank you, Mr. Trask. Henry Mitchell speaking.
Hello, Mitchell. Herbert K. Bromley, Bromley Corporation, Chicago. Tom Bissell, a friend of yours, recommended you. Now, I have your personal data sheet here before me, and so far, I like what I see.
Yes, sir.
I can use a man with your qualifications.
Yes, sir. That's very nice to hear, sir.
Yes. Now, I want someone to work with me closely as my administrative assistant.
Yes, sir.
Now then, Mitchell, I am willing to double your present salary.
Yes, sir.
We can talk over the details here in Chicago while you're getting your shots, passports, and whatnot.
Yes, sir. Shots and passports, Mr. Bromley?
Of course. You'll be accompanying me to Calpuna, where I'm building a hydroelectric plant on the Ganges River.
Did you say the Ganges River?
That's right. Wonderful opportunity for you and your family, Mitchell. Think of it. 3 years of absorbing work bringing modern methods and machinery to the jungle.
Yes, sir.
I'll take a cab from the airport to your house, and we can meet and sort of size each other up. Okay with you?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
I like the way this man talks.
I thought we'd hit it off, Mitchell. See you tomorrow afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I like the way Mitchell talks.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Calpuna. I hated every minute of it.
Calpuna? Henry, I loved every minute of it.
Every time you stepped out of the hut, the jungle and the bugs were crawling right up into your face.
Henry, I was never happier anywhere. A marvelous country. Primitive, but beautiful.
And you'll be lucky if you don't end up with cholera or beriberi or heaven knows what.
It'll be exotic, thrilling, a whole new way of life for you.
Hardly any English is spoken.
Gosh, I have enough trouble with English here where everybody speaks it.
It does sound like a dreadfully lonely life. We met one other American couple while we were there, and two Englishmen. One was a doctor, but he was always busy with a hypodermic needle giving the children shots.
Shots?
Speaking of shots, I've got to shoot some holes in this whole idea.
You and me both, Mom.
Oh, that's Henry's one fault. He's too mousy. He needs someone to push him. And I'm just the man to do it. What a success story this would make someday for a magazine article. Mild-mannered engineer becomes industrial tiger in the jungle.
But you'd better just let sleeping tigers lie.
Hmm?
Keep your nose out of it.
There's the Ganges River, you see, in Asia here. Runs through several countries. I can't seem to locate Calpuna.
No wonder. Whoever heard of it?
By the way, honey, would you dig my coveralls out? I've got some dirty work to do at the plant tomorrow, and I'll need them. I'll have to get home in time to change before Mr. Bromley gets here.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter, honey?
Mrs. Wilson said none of the kids over there ever heard of football or baseball.
You know I want to help you get ahead, dear, but do we have to make a decision right now?
Come on, honey. This opportunity won't wait. Like, more and more big companies are expanding into foreign countries, and, well, it's only for 3 years, with a big bonus every year.
In 3 years, I'll be a mosquito-bitten old man. Come on. Remember what Mrs. Wilson said.
After all, darling, as long as we're together, what else matters?
You're right, dear. If this is what you really want, I'll remember what we promised years ago. And forsaking all others.
I'll never forget.
Keep thee only unto her. As long as you both shall live.
What can I do for you?
Mr. Trask, I came down early this morning before Dad gets back from the plant, because I want to talk to you about something really important.
What is it, my boy? Fire away.
Well, why are you letting Dad leave you and take us to Asia someplace and live in a jungle?
Henry, a job in Asia?
Yes, sir. Some big wheel named Mr. Bromley is flying out to see him about it this afternoon. All the way from Chicago.
The Bromley Corporation, eh?
Well, couldn't you reason with him, maybe? I bet he'd listen to you.
When a man is determined to leave my employ without warning, that's his business. It's my business to get a suitable replacement. I'm afraid I can't do anything about it, Dennis.
Well, thanks anyway, Mr. Trask. I thought I'd try.
Oh, Grace, is Mr. Trask in?
Yes, Mr. Mitchell.
Thanks.
Oh, there you are, Henry. Things all straightened out at the plant?
Yes, sir. I think those new generators did the trick.
Good.
Now, sir, if you don't mind, I'd like to take the afternoon off.
This afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Going to the ball game, Henry?
No, sir. It's a little more important than that. Some personal affairs I want to attend to.
Of course, of course. I see no reason why you shouldn't have the afternoon off.
Well, thank you, sir.
Provided you finish a little job I've got lined up for you. Oh, Grace, will you bring in the rest of that paperwork, please?
Yes, sir.
Come along, Henry. Well, Dennis.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
What's the matter?
Do you know where my mom is?
Well, she and Mrs. Wilson went shopping. I think your mother's making the arrangements to go to Calpuna.
I guess it's just about all set, huh?
Why, it wouldn't surprise me if Mr. Bromley loaded you all into his private plane and took off for Chicago this afternoon.
Will it be okay with you if I come and live in your basement?
In my basement? What? Oh, now, Dan, oh, no. Besides, you wouldn't want to stay behind. Oh, now, you just think you don't want to go and leave your little playmate.
That's what you think.
Oh, now, in a week, you'll be running up and down the banks of the Ganges just as happy as a clam.
That's what you think.
Oh, you like it once you get used to the idea. Besides, I'll see you again before you go.
Well, thanks anyway, Mr. Wilson. I'm trying everything I can think of.
Hi, Dennis. I got here as soon as I could.
Hey, what's up?
Bloody Tommy. You really gonna run away from home? It's not my home anymore. And they'll never get me to move to that crazy place Dad can't even find on the map.
You know something, Tommy? Kids over there don't even know anything about baseball or football.
Yeah?
They don't even have schools.
Is that bad?
I'd rather stay here even if I do have to go to school.
Your mom want to go to that junky place, too?
Yeah. She was on my side yesterday. But moms always end up going with dads.
Yeah, mine always does.
They wouldn't even talk to me about it. Well, I gotta get going, Tommy. That Mr. Bromley will be here this afternoon, and then my folks will be leaving.
Where are you going? Hey, you wanna hide out at my house?
No, they'd find me there.
Skinny Jones has got a neat cave you could hide in, I bet.
No, thanks. I got a place all picked out. But you gotta promise not to tell a single soul.
I promise.
Okay.
Wow! They'll never find you there. Hey, you gonna leave your mom a note?
I already did.
going now, Tommy, before Mom gets home.
Yeah.
So long, Dennis. I'll see you soon.
See you, Tommy.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
Are you looking for Henry Mitchell?
Yes, but there doesn't seem to be anybody at home.
Oh, then you must be Mr. Bromley.
I'm Mr. Wilson from next door.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Henry didn't expect you until later this afternoon. If you'd care to come over to my house and wait, I'll phone him right away.
Well, that's very nice. I'd be much obliged, Mr.
Wilson. John Wilson.
Have a chair. Mr. Mitchell will see you in a moment.
Well, I hope so, since you refused to put me through to him on the phone.
Track Engineering. One moment, please.
Grace, give these contracts to Henry Mitchell and tell him I want them checked out today.
Yes, sir. Oh, Mr. Track, it's for you.
Oh. Yes? Oh, hello, Tom. Yes, I put Henry Mitchell to work on that this morning. Well, I found out that Henry has an appointment this afternoon to talk about a new job. And if a little maneuvering on my part can prevent that meeting, well, by George, it will serve Henry right. Yes.
Mr. Trask, my name is John Wilson.
What can I do for you, Mr. Wilson?
I have been wondering why Henry Mitchell didn't leave the office. And now, of course, I know.
If you don't mind my saying so, Mr. Wilson, this is none of your business.
Mr. Trask, when anyone plays a mean, dirty trick on a friend of mine, I make it my business.
I see no reason why I should discuss this company's affairs with a nosy stranger.
And I see no reason why you should push Henry around simply because he's willing to take it.
Good day, Mr. Wilson. Just a minute, Simon Legree.
You mean Trask is deliberately doing this to me?
Exactly. You're being exploited, shackled, flim-flammed, and generally taken advantage of.
Well, then, by golly, I'll just leave.
Good, good. And now, will you please hurry before Bromley gets tired of waiting?
Sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Bromley. Henry will be right over just as soon as he gets out of his work clothes.
Well, I was beginning to wonder whether he wanted this job.
Oh, no question, Mr. Bromley, no. While we're waiting, I think you ought to be brief about Henry.
Or you might just lose him.
No.
Normally, he's the quiet type.
The good. I'm glad to hear that.
But that's only because he's thinking things out and making his own decisions. He is not a yes man. When he's quietest, watch out.
Oh? What do you mean?
Well, now, take today, for example. His boss didn't want him to see you. Did everything he could to stop it.
I see.
And when Henry saw what was up, you should have heard him tell his boss off.
Sounds like an independent fellow. You may have to up your offer, whatever it is. Henry knows his true value.
Well, this is really enlightening, Wilson.
Yes. He's a real tiger. Absolutely fearless. Doesn't care whose toes he steps on. He's a real pusher. A true executive type. In fact, I warn you, if you're not careful, he may end up with your job.
Well, I'm greatly indebted to you.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Bromley. Glad if I've been of help.
Well, you certainly haven't. You've told me in a couple of minutes what it might have taken me 3 years to find out.
Goodbye, Wilson.
Mr. Bromley, I don't understand.
Mr. Bromley, please.
Was that Mr. Bromley, John?
Yes, Henry. That's Bromley.
Well, what happened?
It's my fault. I thought I was helping, but I guess I was trying too hard. I wanted to build you up, but apparently all he wants is a yes man.
Well, if that's the truth, I guess it's better I find it out now.
Either you gents, Mr. Henry Mitchell?
I'm Mitchell.
Sign here, please. Thank you.
Not bad news, I hope.
It's from Mr. Trask. I'm fired. Dear Mom and Dad, I'm sorry, but I can't move to where Dad and you are going. Don't cry. It will only make me feel bad. Your loving son, Dennis Mitchell. I had no idea Dennis felt as strongly about our moving, and even going to Mr. Trask.
Mr. Trask? Dear Mr. Mitchell, since I learned from Dennis that you were negotiating for another job, and since you seemed determined to leave me, I had no other recourse but to ask for your resignation. Oh, darling, this is terrible. But what will we do, dear? Where will we start looking?
You start calling his friends, and I'll check the neighborhood.
No! Eloise, Dennis has run away.
What?
Alice, I'll never forgive myself. The dear boy came over here, asked me if he could live in my basement, and I didn't pay any attention. Oh, I should have known.
Yes, Margaret, we've been looking all afternoon. I thought maybe he might have joined you on your picnic. Well, if you hear anything, would you please call us? Thank you, dear. Goodbye.
Any news, honey?
Nothing, and I've called every place. Did you find out anything?
Well, I talked to Tommy's mother half hour ago. He's at the library. She said when he called, she'd have him stop by here on his way home.
Mr. Wilson said Dennis asked him if he could live in his basement. Oh, Henry, I just can't stand it.
Oh, honey, we'll find him. I just don't understand Dennis taking it like this. Maybe that's Tommy now. Oh, Tommy, we were just talking about you. Come on in.
My mom said you wanted to see me.
Yes, Tommy, can you tell us where Dennis went?
I thought you were leaving on a plane for Chicago.
We're not going anywhere.
If you know where he is, won't you help us?
Well, gosh, I promised I wouldn't tell. But since you're not going anywhere, I guess that changes everything. I'll show you.
Good boy. Take you home, son.
Hi, Dennis. I didn't tell them where you were. Not until they said they weren't moving.
That's okay, Tommy.
Oh, Dennis, I'm so glad we found you.
Jesus, Mom, do you have to make such a fuss over me in public?
Hi, Dennis. I just came over to tell you how happy I am that you're back home.
Thanks. That's all there is to be happy about.
Oh?
I just saw that letter on Dad's desk to Mr. Trask. Now my dad doesn't have any job at all. It's all my fault.
Oh, no, it isn't, my boy. No, I must share the blame for that. Eloise told me to keep my nose out of it, but I... How's your father feeling?
Guess he's kind of low, Mr. Wilson. Do you want to go inside and try to cheer him up?
But nothing I'd like better. Where are you going this early?
Just out. See you around, Mr. Wilson.
See you around, Dennis.
I'm sorry, Mr. Willoughby, but everything is all fouled up here at the office today.
Henry Mitchell? Well, of course he could handle it. He's the only one that seems to know what's going on around here.
But Henry isn't with us anymore, confound it. I have a good notion to sue the Bromley Corporation for pirating employees. Well, I'll get back to you just as soon as I can, Mr. Willoughby, okay? Well, thank you. Goodbye. Yes, yes, who is it?
Can I see you for a minute, Mr. Trask?
Oh, it's you, Dennis. Sit down.
Thank you.
Well, I suppose you'll be leaving for the Orient soon, eh?
Well, Dad hasn't really made up his mind about anything yet.
Oh, he hasn't?
No, and I've been thinking. Maybe you can still get him back if you offer him enough.
You say he hasn't signed with Bromley yet, eh?
No, sir. Not yet.
Well, I don't know, Dennis. I may have another man. I'd have to think about it. Well, you certainly take an interest in your father's welfare.
It could be your welfare, too. Huh, Mr. Trask?
Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Where's my dad?
He's in the kitchen with your mother getting some more coffee.
Has Mr. Trask called yet?
Trask?
Well, I hoped he would. I told him Dad hadn't signed yet, and maybe he could get him back. But I guess it didn't work.
Dennis, you mean... When did you say that?
Just a few minutes ago.
Then Mr. Trask still thinks that Bromley wants it.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Dennis, you are a clever boy, and you've given me an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wasn't going to stick my nose in again, but with what you have already done and what I will do if he calls, well, together, I think we can get your dad quite a deal.
If he calls.
Hello? Yes, Mr. Mitchell's here. Who's calling, please? Oh, Mr. Trask. Put him on.
Hello? This is Bromley. You can't pay Mitchell enough to hire him, so what do you want with him?
I ought to sue you, you executive swiper. Now, you put Henry Mitchell on the phone or you'll be hearing from my lawyers.
Well, I see no harm in letting you say goodbye to an ex-employee before he goes back to Chicago with me. Hold on.
Here. I think he's softening up. What? It's Trask. He sounds very anxious to talk to you. Play your cards right.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Trask. What's that? Well, yes, I might consider an offer. Me head up the engineering department? Well, yes, I might be interested if the salary matches the added responsibility.
How much?
Yes, that sounds fair enough. Very fair. Yes, sir. It's a deal, Mr. Trask.
Oh, Henry, that's wonderful!
How about that? I'd written Trask off, and right out of the blue, he calls me up and makes me head of the engineering department with a whopping boost in salary. Isn't that great?
We're there, partner.
What's this?
Nothing, Dad. It's like you said. It's great and right out of the blue.
Thank you.
tomorrow morning, how about pie for breakfast? How about swimming through your cereal? You've got it when Mark Summers starts your day with a double mess on Double Dare. And what would you do? Tomorrow morning starting at 7 o'clock.